You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Paul Pierce is the mother truth.
Knocks it down! Celtics win!
Hello and welcome to Celtics Strong, a podcast about the Boston Celtics and all the history, lore, and present-day excitement surrounding the winningest franchise in NBA history. Today, I'm back to talk about the 2023 offseason, and what an eventful offseason it has been. After a disappointing exit from the Eastern Conference Finals, the team has been shaken up. No longer do we have the toughness and tenacity of Marcus Smart, or I guess Grant Williams could be lumped in there. But instead, the Celtics changed their core and they traded Marcus Smart for Kristaps Porzingis. So I'm here to talk all about it, get into the nitty-gritty, because this is actually something I have been wanting. Yes, you may remember that I have been out on Marcus Smart as the starting point guard of a championship team. I almost had to eat my words happily two seasons ago as the Celtics got within a couple wins of the NBA championship. But alas, they fell short. Last season had their ups and downs and ultimately came up short again. And here we are. The Celtics have finally said goodbye to the emotional center and the longest tenured Celtic, Marcus Smart. So let's take a moment, pour one out for a fan favorite and someone who I believe will continue to be a very productive player and someone who I wanted to see gone. So here we are. No more Marcus Smart. No more Grant Williams. Say hello to Kristaps Porzingis. And who knows who else may contribute that wasn't on the team last year. But moreover, what this clearly does is opens up a bigger role for Derek White. I think a lot of Celtics fans will be glad about that. It's hard to say goodbye to Marcus. Such an emotional and really just, you know, leadership center of the team for many years. And as I've said before, Marcus is a great player and he performs up to the best of his ability within the role he's given. And it has been my feeling that that role has been a little bit too big for most of the past 4 years. We saw some amazing, amazing stretches, especially 2 years ago when he won Defensive Player of the Year. But ultimately, being the primary guard ball handler too much in crunch time has really led to the team's and his detriment ultimately. And I am excited, as I hope a lot of other Celtics fans are, for the D-White era. So here we go. We almost traded Malcolm Brogdon, but alas, it was Marcus Smart. And I personally am excited to see what comes of not only Marcus's exit, but also the sign and trade of Grant Williams. Grant Williams is someone else who I think thrives being put in the right role. You could see that in a game like Game 7 against the Milwaukee Bucks a couple of years ago when he hit a lot of threes, played great defense on Giannis. Unfortunately for Grant, this past season saw him in some moments and maybe diminished role at times because of, let's just say, the intangibles which you love about Grant sometimes make him look less favorable. And without going into too much detail, his moments that are most salient from last season, unfortunately, are him saying he'll make two free throws to Donovan Mitchell and then missing them, and then talking smack to Jimmy Butler, which seemed to light a fire under Jimmy Butler and get him to take over in the Miami series. So let's say a fond farewell and salute to two truly Celtic strong players and men. And I believe both of them will have great seasons, their new Western Conference homes, and I wish them the best, but I also am excited for the Celtics without them. I have to say it, they had both worn out their welcome with me, and I believe, though this was not necessarily the only option to move forward, I believe that it will, in the end, be for the best. Because, as I've said, this opens up a clear starting role and more playing time for Derek White. Potentially, if he's healthy, more time for Malcolm Brogdon. And what I believe is even bigger is this removes two very vocal, and in Marcus Smart's case, true leadership, heart and soul of this team, and hopefully allows for space for the two J's to fill in the void left behind. Now, it's been almost 7.5 minutes, and I haven't talked about it yet. So let's talk about who needs to step up in that way and continue to play well and improve on the court. Obviously, I'm talking about the $300 million man, the highest paid player in the NBA, Mr. Jaylen Brown. Now, there are a lot of different angles to look at this, and I, for one, am not remotely scared off by the number or of the mindset that they shouldn't have given him the full max, super max in this case. Absolutely have to give him that. And this is how this works. In a couple of years, there'll be bigger contracts and this won't look so high. But it must be said that it is his time to shine, both on and off the court. And I, for one, believe he's up to the task. So I'm really excited to see if Jaylen and Jason can step up a little more visibly and lead this team on and off the court, because I believe it's up to them now to drive this train and make this team go to the highest heights. However, it's not just up to them. And what do they need? They are going to need some health and wealth from the big men. I know. Kristaps Porzingis has been up and down throughout his career. He's coming off the best season of his career, and the hope is that he can keep up that level of play. But in the meantime, we are going to be on constant injury watch for our front court, because between Porzingis, Rob Williams, and the now into his elder years, Al Horford, the center rotation is going to be something that's closely watched. If we get reasonable health and we get the kind of play we think we can out of Kristaps Porzingis and Rob, especially on the health front, this team could absolutely go back to the finals and win. However, if we start to see injuries, fatigue, age maybe, in the case of Al Horford, affect this front line, we could be looking around to see who's available in season, which is not the place you want to be. So the big questions are, how will this team thrive without Marcus Smart and Grant Williams? Will this team fully lean into the offense first Joe Mazzulla identity they had early last year? Will this team refine its defensive identity despite the changes, or maybe because of the changes? Kristaps Porzingis, I think, is a player who's polarizing and maybe not really respected enough for the defense he played last year as a rim protector. Let's not forget, he is massive at 7'3" and actually played very good rim protecting defense from the center position. One of the best defenders to play the best opposing centers like Anthony Davis last year. So there is a reason to believe this defense can be good. However, everyone's going to be looking to that side of the ball without Marcus, without Grant, looking at the health of Porzingis and Rob Williams, looking at the health of Al Horford, and also looking for who else might step up. Now, we're definitely going to need support in the front court. We're also going to need support in the back court. Peyton Pritchard may look to get more minutes, and some of the younger guys hopefully can continue to step up and play minutes. We have a void left by Marcus's departure. Malcolm Brogdon was injured. We'll have to see how his health holds up. So while Derek White hopefully will remain in that lineup playing high minutes and stay healthy as he's been able to do, we are going to need help from other guys in the rotation, younger guys, and potentially this year, last year's draft picks to start to step up and contribute. So who out of the non-rotation guys from last year could step up? You know, I'm excited about this year's rookie. I'm also excited to see if any of the past couple years' draft picks can step up. We didn't have any huge acquisitions outside of Porzingis. However, we did get some solid guys who could contribute both through the draft and also savvy moves like acquiring O'Shea Brissett. I believe that was a straight-up free agent signing. He's someone who could definitely play some good wing rotation minutes during the regular season especially. And in all the shuffling, someone who never got to actually see the court for the Celtics. Sad because there were high hopes for his role last season. And that, of course, is Danilo Gallinari, or Gallo. So there's space for, you know, Luke Kornet to continue to see some good, at least regular season minutes, some other younger guys to step up. I'm excited to see if any of these younger guys can crack the rotation, if Brissett can be a solid rotation guy, and just how we can put these pieces together for the regular season and formulate a solid, healthy, cohesive unit going into the postseason. Because we all know the true test for this team is going to be the 2024 playoffs and postseason run. This team, I think, will be able to pretty seamlessly come out of the gates as a very successful winning team, figure out, hopefully, over the first half of the season, their new identity, and then the most important part, formulate that identity and stay healthy for the postseason. We really, really need a deep postseason run. I don't think it's championship or bust, personally, but I do know the expectations are really high. And because of the success that especially the two Jays have had in their years together, the expectations will be really high. I think that they can go back to the finals. I think they can win it. A lot of changes this offseason. A lot of cliffhangers still with the Damian Lillard situation, James Harden trade request. And it feels like a season going into 23-24 where there's a lot of parity at the top. Maybe not as much league-wide. There's certainly a top tier of contenders, but within that, it doesn't feel like there's a clear favorite. And if there is, you know, the Celtics are right up there with the Bucks, with the Suns, whoever else you want to put in that top tier from the Western Conference. And I think clearly a tier above teams like 76ers, who don't even know what their roster is going to be midseason, especially playoff time. The Lakers, who I think had more success than they necessarily, you know, than necessarily their roster warranted last year. They made a lot of moves. Like a team, let's say the Dallas Mavericks, made a lot of moves. Does that make them better in the Western Conference? Not really sure. We'll have to see. The Celtics definitely have an opportunity for their core to continue to grow, for younger guys and role players to step up and to be healthy come Eastern Conference Finals and hopefully the Finals. This team could have a really high variance due to shaking up their core and the uncertainty around the health of the center position. This team could actually stumble, of course. Who knows? They got off to such a hot start last season. Maybe that's not what happens this year. However, the Eastern Conference is definitely up for grabs. The Bucks essentially decided to run it back with their core, which makes sense. However, that core is not young. Giannis may be still in his prime, but Brook Lopez is not. Chris Middleton starting to show a lot of signs of age and injury last year in the playoffs. Maybe he's healthy this year. Even Drew Holiday is in his 30s, and it's not clear what level this Bucks team will play at when it comes around to the postseason again next year. So I think the Eastern Conference is still up for grabs, and the two Jays are starting to enter their prime. They're not even in it, technically. They're just starting to enter it. So this year, potentially next year, this is definitely the time to go for it, time to swing for the fences. Whether or not the Celtics have another move at some point, maybe midseason, trade deadline, buyout, who knows? But this is definitely the time to go for it and to swing for banner number 18. So my hope is that this shakeup, the acquisition of Porzingis, some other younger players, really kickstarts a new cycle of achieving the highest of highs, getting back to the finals and winning, and maybe even kicks off a multi-championship run. Something that we have talked about on this podcast is so hard to achieve, seemed like the last core that won in 2008, the big three of Pierce, KG, and Ray Allen, and eventually big four with Rondo, could have, would have, came so close to doing, but did not achieve something that's so hard to do in many sports. And this core, my hope is that they get to that multi-championship place over the next couple years. And if they can figure out how to keep this many top players, how to keep this many potentially supermax players on the team can sustain, because that is what's going to start to become really tricky with the contract they gave JB and the upcoming supermax extension for Tatum. I believe that's next offseason. That's going to be a really big challenge, is to keep the core intact with the payroll challenges that that's going to present. You know what helps with that? Winning actual championships. Bringing home banner number 18 will make the financial concerns go away to some degree. Not disappear, but go away. And going over the cap into one of the aprons, which of course I don't fully understand because I am not an expert, that is going to be a lot easier with championships coming home. So the expectations are really high, but so is the ceiling of this team. And I definitely believe the floor is pretty high as well. It's a high variance because there's change to the core, shakeup in the top, you know, 5-6 players in this team. But at the same time, I believe it was needed, and I believe this will lead us to the promised land of banner number 18. Now, I'm not saying they're going to win it in the 23 and 24 season. However, I do want to go on record and say that I believe the two Jays will win a championship in the next three seasons with the Boston Celtics. Yes, that's right. You heard it here first on Celtics Strong. I believe this team at its core, as currently constructed, will win a championship. So, you know, feel free to get online, get on social, send us an email, let us know in the comments what you think about that. I know it's not that bold, but I'm going to call it right here, where there's a lot of variance and volatility, where they finally shook up their core. I'm going to go on record as saying it will lead to banner 18. And I, for one, cannot wait to celebrate that banner with all of you Boston Strong and Celtics Strong fans, because this is the most exciting time for the two Jays. They are entering their prime physically and in the arc of most basketball stars. This is the time they're going to reach the highest heights. And I believe they are still developing and growing as players. And if we see incremental gains from both of the two Jays, they will absolutely be ready to lead this team to banner number 18. So there is a bunch of optimism and positive outlook as we try to always bring the positive vibes to Celtics Strong. And on that note, I'm going to keep this brief and sign off. I hope everyone out there is having a great summer and is excited for the 2023-2024 season, because regardless of what happens, we'll stay Celtics Strong over here and keep the positive outlook rolling. So this one is for Marcus Smart, Grant Williams. Good luck in your new respective homes. And I, for one, am glad to see us part ways at what I think was the perfect time. So long, and stay Celtics strong till the season comes around in October.